On Monday, we spoke with Dr. John Yagelski, chairman of the state's Educational Conference Board, about that board's state aid request for 2019. Their request was $2.2 billion, just about on par with the $2.1 billion request released yesterday by the Board of Regents. Today, we hear some reaction to those two numbers from Billy Easton, the executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education. Billy, great to talk with you.
Great to be here, Susan.
So was this done in concert, State Educational Conference Board and the Regents? Did they work together on this ask?
Well, I don't think they worked together, but everybody's talking with each other, you know, and everybody is looking at the same issues and the same problems and the same needs. I mean, there is a reason that we have what's called a foundation aid formula, which is enacted into law, would drive about $4 billion primarily to our school districts. There is tremendous need out there, and everybody shares the value and priority of actually addressing that need.
Both SED and the Regents and the Educational Conference Board are recommending the addition of foundation aid owed to districts incrementally over 3 years. And that adds up to about $1.3 or $1.4 billion per year to get to that $4 billion that you just mentioned. Do those requests differ in any significant way?
The Regents actually are doing a couple things that would, they're prioritizing English language learners and adding an English language learner funding stream to the foundation aid formula. And they're also ensuring that every school district gets some level of increase. But other than that, they are very aligned. And, I think the key thing here is, this is increments, but they're significant enough increments. They're not, sometimes you hear the word incrementally, you think it's very small. This is saying they're going to make the full commitment. The state needs to finally stop coming up with excuses and make the full commitment to fully fund the money that's owed to the schools and that is needed to actually provide a quality education. And we have real problems in our schools. We have schools that have libraries full of books but no librarians, so students can't get in. We have students coming to school with all kinds of issues and having no social worker or school psychologist they can talk to that can help them address those issues so they can focus on their education. We have our schools are bursting at the seams with English language learners who don't have the programming they need to learn and excel. We want every student to have the opportunity to learn and excel.
We have about 30 seconds before we need to take a break, but while Senate Republicans have always been friendly to state education aid, do you think things will be different politically this year with the Democratic state Senate?
I think it's a sea change. You have a Democratic state Senate, which is very committed actually funding the high-need schools.
Well, let's talk about that in the next segment.
Great.
We'll be right back with AQE's Billy Easton.
Capital Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.
Billy Easton is my guest. He's the executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education. We were talking about the sea change, that's your word, sea change in the state Senate with the Senate majority now led by Democrats. Why a sea change?
Well, first off, not only do you have a lot of new Democrats, 15 of them, you have a lot of also Democrats who are better Democrats, more committed to changing business as usual in Albany, more committed to addressing the needs facing our school children and our communities. We got rid of what was called the Independent Democratic Conference, which was a thing that was orchestrated by Governor Cuomo to ensure that the Republicans maintained control of the Senate even when there was a Democratic majority. The Republicans have always prioritized, as have Governor Cuomo in the past, prioritized keeping taxes down for millionaires and billionaires over funding our schools. Now we have a very progressive. We have Andrea Stewart Cousins, who is an educator by background, very committed on these issues for a long time. She's the new majority leader. She, you know, we've known her since she was a county legislator. She's always been a big proponent of quality education. You have Robert Jackson in the Senate, who he is the gentleman who originally sued the state for its failure to meet its constitutional obligation to provide students basic education. In the
he was the driver of the campaign for fiscal equity lawsuit.
The driver or the walker, if you want to call it. Walked twice from New York City to Albany. Yeah, that's Robert Jackson. He is an astounding and tireless champion, and he's, you know, got a lot of allies among the new senators as well as among the pre-existing senators. The Assembly has always championed this issue. We don't see any change there. We see them still maintaining those same commitments. So it all adds up.
You got the same governor, though. And what does that mean this year?
Well, you know, Governor Cuomo won't be able to hide behind the Senate Republicans anymore. That's the way he's done it in the past. That's why he set it up so the IDC, the independent Democrats, were there so that they would ally with the Republicans, and he could hide behind them. He could blame them for things that didn't happen. Now it'll all be on him, and he's going to have to make a choice. He'd like everybody around the country to believe he's a progressive. He'd like everybody in New York to believe he's a progressive. Well, this is going to be a bottom-line test for him as to whether or not those are just nice words or whether there's some real commitment to there. So we'll have to see.
So let's go back to some of the policy implications here. What's troublesome, I think, is that while we're losing population, the number of students facing poverty, who live in poverty or who have disabilities, who are English language learners, these are more expensive students to educate, is up by 15%, according to the Educational Conference Board, as compared to 10 years ago. What do you attribute that to, Billy?
Well, there's a lot of factors. I mean, for one, you know, the economy for you know, middle class and working people is just not what it used to be. And so while some people at least have seen a tremendous recovery from 2008, 2009 in the recession then, a lot of folks have been stuck in the same situation. We've also had a huge influx of immigration in the state, which makes our state richer and more diverse and provides great opportunities for us as a state. But we have to educate those students. So you have a number of factors that lead to the reality that our schools are having a tougher and tougher set of demands. And they can meet those demands, but not if we don't provide them the resources they need.
Right. Politico is also reporting today that the education department itself is having some problems. They're understaffed, especially when it comes to early learning and English language learners. What can you tell us about that? And do you agree?
Yeah, this is we agree. This has been an ongoing problem that has you know, existed over the past 10 years. Every year with Andrew Cuomo, he insists on cutting. You know, the state workforce. Problem with that is this: you know, they're way past cutting the anything that might be considered any fat. They are cutting meat and bone. And what happens is when the state education department does not have the resources to provide supports and oversight to school districts, then you have problems like grant funds that can be paid out to school districts take an extraordinarily long time to get out the door because they need to make sure that there's accountability for how that money's spent. That takes real work. The extra support that districts and schools might need if they have struggling schools and we want to, you know, the state to intervene and support and push them, they don't have the capacity to do what districts need.
So you're saying that state ed staff shortages hurt children?
Absolutely.
Do you agree with, I read that they have the region's 5 E's plan, and I was wondering if you agree with the principles behind this plan, and let me just list them for my listeners. They're going to prioritize English language learners. They're going to prioritize equity, ESSA, which is the Every Student Succeeds Act, programming for early learners, and something called efficiency.
Yeah, we overall agree that. Certainly we agree with equity and English language learners to start there are two of our largest priorities. I think you can't have equity without addressing the needs of English language learners and students with disabilities and students in poverty. So those two are really strong. ESSA sounds a little abstract to most people, but there is some really good things that the State Education Department is attempting to do through the implementation of the ESSA, which is the new federal education law, including to have a much more robust public reporting of what's going on in our classrooms, in our schools. The early childhood education is a top tier priority, right up there with equity. And the fact is that it's probably the most cost efficient investment we could make in education of our students and expanding equity is early childhood education. The governor promised universal pre-K throughout the state several years ago, yet to this day, 80% of students outside New York City do not receive it. And always we need to look for efficiencies. This is a good idea. But I think, we feel like those principles, especially the equity, the early childhood education.
Those are your top priorities.
And English language learners are a high priority.
So I wanted to ask you in the 45 seconds we have left, the Education Trust report on increased suspensions of students of color. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, this is a huge problem. We've worked on this issue. Our work in Rochester and Buffalo has resulted in a 35% reduction in suspensions. There's a bill that we have that was sponsored by Kathy Nolan in the Assembly and Senator Belmont Montgomery in the Senate, which would dramatically change those policies. So far, one of the roadblocks we found to getting that passed is that the State Teachers Union actually opposes changes that would help reduce suspensions for students. So we're hoping they'll change their mind and come around. That is a big priority for us and for students across the state.
Billy Easton, Executive Director of the Alliance for Quality Education. Thank you so much for spending time with me today.
Thanks so much.
And I want to thank you for joining us. Our producer has been Tim Williams.
Howdy.
Our engineer, Dave White. I'm Susan Arbetter. You've been listening to The Capitol Press Room.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.